We'll talk about this and also states lost last night in Illinois. Another ugly first half. Tim Stout from Stout on Sports on the Game, 7:30 a.m. in Lansing. He is joining us on the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Timmy.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Good to talk to you.
All right, we'll have a conversation on Spartan Hoops in a moment. But this story that the Big Ten is floating out there of eliminating divisions, how do you feel about it?
Well, I think, Bill, there's so much discord amongst everybody in college athletics these days, especially football, which is why we don't have a new arrangement relative to the national playoff. I mean, they cannot get everybody on the same page. Who gets a bye? Who gets in? How many teams should be there? How are we going to divide up the money? Nobody agrees on any of that. And to me, until or unless this is going to get the networks directly involved almost to dictate the way this is going to go, you're going to simply see more of the same, with a lot of people saying, well, they got to go to this, or we got to do that, or college football's got to go this way. Well, we've heard this for a long time, and nothing's happened because nobody agrees on it from the five different conferences, let alone the mid-majors. So, and that, let alone the direction of the networks and what the networks are going to do, you know, relative to the future of how all these games, pro or otherwise, are going to get televised. And until all that gets sorted out, in my opinion, money is always a huge issue. That's the issue here. And I think, frankly, we're going to have more treading water moving forward until something absolutely demands that we all understand now we do have to change. We're backed into a corner. I don't see anything changing in the near future because nobody agrees on anything. So in the Big Ten's case, they'll talk, but I don't see much changing.
Yeah, because, you know, at first it's kind of exciting thinking, hey, they're going to do something different. But when you look at it, you're Michigan, you're that Big Ten East. Why would you want to even give weaker teams in the Big Ten a chance to get to the Big Ten championship game? I think right now it's fair. You split it up. You got a 1-7 shot on the west side, 1-7 shot on the east side, and so be it. And I would like, the one thing Brandstatter said in our last segment, Tim, was that instead of lowering conference games to 8, why not bump them to 10 and then play the other two non-conference games against the ACC and Pac-12 from your newly formed alliance, and that would be more attractive for fans, TV, and everything involved.
Well, with all due respect to Jimmy, that's been floated by a number of people for a long time. I mean, to me, if you're going to have a legitimate conference champion, especially in football, you got to make the schedules a lot more even across the board. Now, with divisions, everybody's going to play everybody in the division, but you might get a lucky year or an unlucky year where the crossover games aren't nearly as even across the board. So you might have got a scheduling break or a bad break that's going to determine who does or does not get into the Big Ten championship game. The other thing is selling tickets. I mean, this fall, Michigan State plays host to Akron. Give me a break. All right, and you look at some of these other games that are just preposterous non-competitive matchups. Well, if those were Big Ten games, you'd sell tickets. There'd be more interest, more people be involved, da-da-da-da. There's more credibility in the conference race. But in my opinion, for that to happen, it's got to happen across the board. Nick Saban himself says you should not be playing the lower Division I schools, the mid-majors. Everybody should be playing, you know, the major schools. And I claim it may have to go, Bill, to some kind of a central office to schedule the games, the non-conference games, too, like they do with the pros. The pro teams don't make their own schedules. They're notified who they're going to play, when, and where, okay? They don't make their own schedule. To me, the colleges moving forward almost need to do this unless they're uniformly across the board going to increase conference games. I mean, Alabama is going to play New Mexico State this fall. They've got three absolute cream puff games, mostly because they can't get anybody to play them. Well, if they had to play SEC games, then it wouldn't be a big deal. And now you got Texas and Oklahoma going in there. Why not play more conference games? But to do it, to get an even, in my opinion, even field across the board, an expanded playoff, everybody's got to be able to get in there, even if you've got a regular season record that's like 9-3 and 10-2. But as a conference champion, you got an automatic berth into the conference tournament. And until or unless that happens, everybody's going to keep playing cream puffs as much as they can. And I understand why, because that's the only way you're going to get in, right? You have to have a glittering record. And if you play tough teams, you got a chance to get beat. You play Akron, there's another win. So
yeah, and now that's what they're going to do, is go back to 8 conference games. Teams are 10-1, 10-2, and they're going to be higher ranked. I understand the logic, but it is a changing landscape, and we'll see what happens when their 2022 season ends and their existing TV deals are being renegotiated. Let's move on and talk about Izzo and the Spartans last night, man. High expectations, no Colburn going into that game, and they just laid one of those first half eggs we've seen about six, seven times so far this year.
Well, I heard around the office here all day yesterday, well, you know, if Colburn plays, State could be they could lose. If he doesn't play, they could win. And I thought, you know, I think it's a little more complicated than that. And they missed two of their guys, okay? They had two of them out, two of their top guys. And I thought, you know, Illinois' place is going to be rocking. I've done a million games in there on TV. I know what that place is like, especially in a big game. And Michigan State on the road is always a big game. Illinois had lost two previous games, okay, coming in. And you knew that everybody else who's going to play is going to be challenged to the nth degree. Now, you combine that with the fact that Michigan State didn't shoot nearly as well, still turned it over as it did against Wisconsin. And I think, Bill, the big risk in sports, especially in Big Ten basketball this winter, is consistency, like Tom Izzo says. Nobody in this league is consistent except Nebraska, who loses every single game. But Wisconsin was inconsistent playing State the other night. State played great, but they didn't play nearly as well against Illinois. Illinois didn't play very well against Maryland, all right, and lost, and certainly, you know, didn't play very well earlier in the week against Purdue. But here they come flying out of the gates. I thought it would be a very close game, even if Colburn didn't play. It probably was going to go down near the end, and I thought Michigan State's got every shot to lose this game because Illinois is going to be playing great. And the classic statistic to me is that Illinois scored 56 points in that game, did not score in the last 5 minutes and 32 seconds, and still won the game against a top 10 team. That's the inconsistency that I've seen across the board in the Big Ten this winter. Now, where it goes from here, you know, remains to be seen. When Michigan plays at the Breslin Center Saturday, how in the world are you going to handicap that other than to say State's playing at home, so that's an advantage, so State will probably beat Michigan because they're playing a home game? Because that's kind of how you got to figure it, I think, and the way it usually goes every season. So we'll see. But that didn't surprise me last night, even though those two guys didn't play, no.
Tim Stout, Stout on Sports, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Timmy, people can hear in Lansing, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on the game, 7:30 a.m. Huge show, tape delayed every weeknight, 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. on AM 7:30, the game in Lansing. Enjoy your week. I look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely, Bill. Love the show. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon.